Imagine this. We swapped one hero image on a client's landing page. Same headline, same copy, but the new visual told a clearer story about who the product was for. 2 weeks later, demo signups doubled. No new ad spend, no new funnel, just a visual experiment that proved a hunch. Today, I'm going to show you how to turn those hunches into tests you can run this week. No engineers required.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling, with your co-host, Wendy.
Hi, everyone. Great to be here. Today, we're zeroing in on one practical skill, how to run visual A/B tests without needing dev time. We'll cover three things: crafting a single testable hypothesis, building two lightweight visual variants with no code tools, and measuring real outcomes so your design decisions become proof, not guesswork.
All right, let's start at the beginning. Why should designers care about A/B testing? Because design decisions create measurable behavior. Visuals are arguments you make with color, composition, and copy. A test turns that argument into data. The trick is to keep tests focused. Pick one hypothesis, one element to change, one metric to measure. If you change too much, you won't know what moved the needle. Here's a studio example. We had a landing page for a B2B tool where the hero showed a generic dashboard. Our hypothesis was simple. If the hero image showed a person using the tool in context, prospects would recognize the use case faster and convert more. Variant A stayed generic. Variant B showed the person in context with a subtle call to action overlay. Result? A 48% uplift in click-through rate to the demo scheduler in 10 days. Small visual change, clear hypothesis, clear win.
One important rule of thumb: write the hypothesis as a sentence that can be proved or disproved. For example, if we replace a generic hero image with a contextual product in use photo, then demo signups will increase by at least 20% over 14 days. That keeps the test honest and actionable.
Now let's get into the toolbox. The goal is speed and clarity. Two variants, fast deployment. First, landing page builders. Tools like Webflow, Squarespace, or Card let you quickly spin up two versions and either use built-in split testing or a simple redirect with randomized parameters. Second, ad platforms. Facebook and Google Ads let you run creative splits by swapping images or headlines. Third, email. Create two subject lines and two hero images and send them to randomized segments.
If I can add, don't forget low-tech channels. For print or local campaigns, use QR-driven split runs. Print two slightly different posters, give each a unique QR code that lands on a variant URL, and track which QR gets scanned more. We did a signed campaign last month that used this exact method to test imagery on storefronts. Clear, measurable wins without a dev team.
Great point, Anthony. The audio-friendly demo here is designing two visual variants that differ only in one meaningful way, either composition, hero subject, call-to-action treatment, or color emphasis. Talk through the change as you design it. Narrate why you moved an element. That narration helps teams align on the hypothesis and makes the test reproducible.
When you build variants, keep them lightweight. Use existing assets when possible. Create a mock-up in minutes, and label them clearly for reporting. Also, pick one primary metric, conversion rate, click-through, or signups, and one secondary metric, like time on page or bounce rate. Keep analytics simple, so you can act quickly.
Imagination break. Quick exercise. Find the project you're most excited about. Say the name out loud. Now pick one visual element that probably influences user decisions. Hero image, CTA color, headline lockup. In the next 60 seconds, sketch two verbal variants out loud. Describe variant A in one sentence, variant B in one sentence. Ready? I'll count you in. 3, 2, 1. If you did it, you just formalized a testable idea. Save that sketch and put it on the calendar to run for 7 to 14 days.
Back to timelines and metrics. For small to moderate traffic, aim for a 7 to 14 day window. Use the conservative sample size rule. Don't call a winner until you see a consistent trend over several days and at least a few hundred visitors per variant when possible. If traffic is low, treat early results as directional and iterate with another pilot.
And watch out for common false positives. Seasonality, ad creative changes, or a coincidental PR mention can skew short tests. Always compare test days by day, look for sudden traffic spikes, and if something odd appears, pause and investigate. A great practice is to run a follow-up validation. Repeat the test with a larger sample or mirrored audience to confirm the effect.
Real quick, examples of outcomes to expect. Small tweaks often move metrics 10, 30% in specific cases. Larger storytelling shifts can double conversions in high-fit scenarios. The point is, even modest lifts compound. Over months, those gains multiply into meaningful business growth.
Okay, time for a crisp checklist to launch your first test. 1. Write a single hypothesis that names the change and the expected metric. 2. Build 2 lightweight variants that differ only in that change. 3. Pick 1 primary metric and a 7 to 14 day window. 4. Randomize traffic and monitor daily for anomalies. 5. Validate winners with a repeat or larger audience before declaring a permanent change. Simple, repeatable, and designer friendly.
If you want templates, sample hypothesis language, tracking sheets, and QR label formats for print, register at mwgdstudios.com/submit. We made these specifically so designers can stop guessing and start proving impact fast.
And that's the practical side. Experiments that respect design, speed, and business. Before we close, 3 quick takeaways to tuck into your sketchbook. First, always start with a single, testable hypothesis tied to 1 metric. Second, use no-code tools in low-tech channels to run fast, cheap tests. Third, validate and repeat. Small wins scale when you treat them like experiments, not opinions.
Grab your sketch pad and try 1 micro test this week. Replace 1 hero image, run for 10 days, and report the result, even if it's small. Progress is what builds credibility with clients and teams.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. For templates and to register your design experiments, visit mgwdstudios.com/submit. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.